The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason and Mindy Podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, I will share a segment called Depression Suppression. I'll also share how just looking at coffee can make you feel awake. How much is your pet worth? And do men prefer video games over their wives?
Wow.
What are you sharing, Mindy?
I'm sharing things the world is running out of and mind-blowing psychology facts.
Interesting.
It's going to be riveting.
Riveting, as always. And of course, we have Question of the Podcast, Fun Facts, and more. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher and on YouTube. And welcome, Mindy.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
On this Monday morning.
It's wonderful.
It's beautiful out.
It is. Beautiful weekend.
Had a really nice weekend here
it's
in Florida.
Hot.
Really nice weekend here in Melbourne, Florida.
Beautiful. I was working out in the garden this weekend and I got burnt.
Yeah. Yeah, we did some yard work. That was it was nice to get that done. We've been kind of busy and haven't had a lot of opportunity. I was able to get some stuff done. You got some stuff done. Not that everybody needs to hear about our yard work, but it is nice to get outside. It really, you know, is nice to get out there and do things before it gets too hot, because eventually my entire shirt's going to be drenched.
Yes.
Just mowing one strip of the lawn.
We're already feeling that on our walks. It's a little more humid each day.
Definitely. Got in the pool a little bit. The pool's ready. It's ready.
Yeah, I was in
it. It's totally ready. Just needed to be. I don't know what happened to me, because I think our first year, I would already have been in the pool already by now. Already. It was already. I don't know if you looked at me confused.
Yeah, because first year, like the first year we were here.
The first year we moved here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stay with me here. First year we moved here. Oh, wow. It was hot for me. I mean, I feel like I'm getting used to the weather now.
Right.
Unless the weather's just different. I mean, it's hard to say, is it different? Is it not different? Or was I just way more hot the first year and now I've adjusted a little bit more? You know what I'm saying?
I think we're pretty much acclimated now, because anything below 70 now seems chilly.
Yeah. So in California, we wouldn't be in our pool, because we didn't heat the pool or anything like that. We never really wanted to spend the energy on that, because it would have been $650,000 a month.
I know.
Because we lived in California, by the way. So we never did that, right? So we had to wait till, I think, mid-June before we could use the pool. And then it was mid-September when you were done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some years seemed smaller windows, depending on, you know, because it took a lot to heat that pool. It was a really deep pool.
It takes a lot to heat this one too, because we have the lanai, we have the cover, you know, the screened-in cover. So it doesn't get as much intense UV rays, but man, it's nice and warm right now. It's like 80, the pool's 80 something degrees.
Yeah.
At the top,
this is like bath water. It's pretty great.
So I'm ready. I'm going to, you know, it's one of those things that I love to do. People go, yeah, you don't want to be outside in Florida. And I don't blame you. You don't, if you don't have, you know, the luxury of a pool, because I know that I can get my trunks on and a tank top and go out and mow the lawn and finish the front lawn and then jump in the pool and then go finish the rest of the yard and then jump in the pool. And it's like one of those really cool things that you get to enjoy.
Yeah. Pro tip, get a pool if you move to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Anything to report? Weekend was good. We had a gig. I had a gig, went well. It's kind of an interesting process right now for the band, because we did lose a guitar player. So it's a three piece. I love the three piece idea as a band, because we make more money at gigs. It's great. I made more than I ever did this weekend. We got $100 tip from somebody. I'm always surprised by this band, because you know, I'm not saying we're the tightest, because we really are just brand new. I've only been in the band a couple months. And then there's been so many changes already that we're like adjusting and trying different things. And the first two sets, I was like, oh my God, this is not going as good as I would like it to. Mm-hmm. Third set comes along and then this older lady's out there dancing and asking for certain songs. And then all of a sudden we got a crowd of, you know, I don't know, 55 and older people dancing to our songs. And so we just kept bringing them the hits. We kept rolling out the, you know, the classic rock songs
that
we knew they'd love. And we're like, we've really out here in Brevard in Florida, you've got to have those songs. Otherwise,
right.
No one cares.
I know.
No one cares. And then we play an original. We lost them all. You know, they mm-hmm. walked away, but $100 tip. One person gave $100 tip.
That's crazy.
It's wild. I always go, man, I'm not sure how we're doing. And then every single time we play, you know, I think it's Jason, the singer, he's such a good singer. He's got such a great voice. And mm-hmm. I think he really engages people. So of course we're a good band too, but so that's my report. You gardened?
I gardened. I hadn't been out there in quite a while, so mm-hmm. I got a lot done. I was quite happy.
All right. Well, let's get into our show then. I've got a lot of little fun topics I think that might be fun. So we'll kick it off. Gotta wait for the drums. All right, so depression suppression, Mindy. According to a new study, there are three main ways that what you eat could affect your chances of suffering from depression. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I
just had a donut. I'm sure that probably lifted my mood, but then later it won't.
Well, I notice you eat a lot of chocolate.
I love chocolate.
And chocolate is supposed to help with depression.
Well, give me more of it then. Give me more of it. Here's the list. Small list. But those who do not eat meat have a higher incidence or risk of anxiety or depression. It doesn't say why.
Okay.
But that's what it says. Low quality carbohydrates are associated with increased risk of depression. Like a donut. Low quality carbohydrates, you know.
It is low quality.
Bread.
Yeah.
All sugar. The crap that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that stuff I love. I play pickleball, by the way. That's something interesting because I know that exercise is one of those things that helps mm-hmm. with depression and stuff like that. And I've been kind of feeling low and I was like, I got to get out there. I've got to get out there. And I did. It was fun. I did not win one game. Not one game.
Well, not it's been one. A while.
I sucked. I was not very good. It shows. And some of the people that I'd played with before, they were out there. And they're better, mm-hmm. right? It's crazy to see the difference. I'm way worse. I'm going to get back out there more. But
and they're older.
They are older and they're great. I mean, I'm hitting the ball up. You don't, when you're playing pickleball, you don't want to hit the ball real high because they're just smacking that ball, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got to keep the ball low. And that was just popping it up like crazy. That's when you know you're not playing well. That's a beginner. A beginner pops the ball up.
Yeah.
All the time you're getting a pop up. But I feel like that really helped me yesterday to kind of get out there and get some air and be out in it. I love it. I absolutely love that. Anyway, back to food. Consuming high quality proteins and carbohydrates, especially at dinner, is associated with a reduced risk of depression. This could include fruits, whole grains, and red vegetables such as beets, radishes, bell peppers, carrots, red onions, and tomatoes. Not exciting? I had a blank stare from my co-host.
I was waiting for... I thought there was more. Sorry.
No more. That's it.
So that's what you should be eating.
Yeah. You should be eating those types of fruits and vegetables.
I guess in that category, there's some good things. You know I hate tomatoes.
Yeah, so but you grow a lot of them.
I do because they're fun. And, you know, tomato plants have this smell that... If you touch it, it mm-hmm. automatically goes on your hands. It's a unique smell. As a matter of fact, our dog Blue,
he loves it.
He loves. He'll walk up to any tomato plant that I have because I have a lot of them, and he just like sniffs it.
Yep, he loves it. Buries his whole head in it.
He does.
He's hilarious.
I don't know what that's about.
He's a hilarious dog. But yeah, this is what, I mean, if you want to battle depression, then this is, you need to be not eating, you know, chocolatey goodness donuts.
I know, but that's, isn't that rough? Because something that tastes so good.
It really does.
It's like, it is a science project, right? Because they 100%. Make it where you're like, no, I'd rather have that donut rather than a bell pepper.
Now, I love all this stuff, but for me, breakfast is hard. Like, I don't really like to start my, I like to start my day with coffee. So coffee and like a smoothie don't really go well. Now, if I changed my whole life and said, okay, no more coffee, then I probably would start my day every day with a smoothie or something like that. Yeah. So maybe I should change my life. Maybe that would, you know, maybe that would be something. Maybe I should, it's worth a try, right? It's worth a try to do something different. Instead of having coffee, have a smoothie.
I have seriously considered not drinking coffee lately because I think, and you always, you hate that I buy the dark roast, but I do so think bad. It's contributing to anxiety.
I just hate the dark roast. The funny thing about the anxiety part with coffee, and we're going to get into coffee here in a minute.
Okay.
The funny thing about coffee is the mild roasts have more caffeine in them. So I don't understand how it's contributing to the anxiety with a darker roast.
I don't know.
I hate the flavor of a dark roast. I don't like burnt. I don't like drinking burnt. See. And that's what you're drinking.
You know, that makes sense because I do like
burnt
my
toast.
Pizza, like a little like, burnt or not, you know, but you know, I like burnt.
You like crispy.
I like burnt chicken a little bit, you know, when you barbecue it. I don't know.
That's why you like that place.
Smoky.
And why I like it too, FM Pizza out here. There's a place called FM Pizza and they fire roast their pizza and it's so good. Mm-hmm. Like the crust is crispy. Yep. Oh, so good. Such a good place. But let's get into coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, you like this one. It takes a while for the delivery.
Yeah.
The delivery on that one. But anyway, coffee, Mindy. Just looking at coffee can make you feel awake. Coffee is life, and research revealed that just looking at a cup of coffee in the morning is enough to perk us up. The effect, which can even be sparked by just thinking of anything that reminds us of the latte or espresso, is more pronounced than tea. For sure, tea, not my thing. I don't enjoy tea. I've tried tea. I've tried green tea in the morning. I've tried all that stuff.
Green tea makes me throw up.
It does. Yeah.
I don't know what it is in it, but I will throw up.
But one of the best teas, one of the best energy drinks that I prefer is those yerba mate teas. They're so good.
They are.
And they keep me amped.
I mean, it's like a natural energy drink.
For sure. And I'm up and I'm like, if I have one in the afternoon, I can't sleep at night. It's wild. I usually take one before a gig because I got to be up late or a late practice or something like that. Usually I try to do that. But yeah, coffee, just by thinking of it, I love the smell of it. Now, dark roast, I don't ever want to bring it into our house again, honestly.
Yeah. I think
I just don't love it, but
be done with it, even though I love the taste of it. But you know, just looking at coffee doesn't make me want it.
Me,
as a matter of fact, when I've stopped drinking coffee, what makes me want it is when somebody brews it and I smell it, then I go, oh, I miss that.
Yep, the smell. The smell.
I think it's the smell for me.
But think about all those really cool pictures and all the little, you know, the baristas, they make all the little designs and stuff. I mean, that stuff's like, you go, ooh.
Yeah, now that does.
I'd like one of those.
But not my morning cup of joe. It's really not that
special.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, barista, yeah.
Yeah, and the art of making coffee. All right.
Things the world is running out of. Can you
I bet
name
coffee's
anything?
On that list.
Coffee is on that list, I believe. Let me see here. Hopefully I'm going to get my glasses soon because I can barely see what I'm reading, folks. So if I miss, well, that's not correct either. If I missay something, that's normal.
That is normal, yes.
But if I can't read a sentence, this is why.
It becomes a problem, yeah.
But coffee is on the list. It says between deforestation in coffee-producing countries like Vietnam and Indonesia, and global warming, a coffee shortage is expected to hit Europe in the next few years. Hmm. If things get worse, you can expect prices to go way up. But I think coffee already is high.
It's one of those things. I don't have to have it. I can't say that. I really do enjoy coffee. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've considered walking away and just doing something different. You know, so if it gets to a point where it's too expensive, you better believe it. I'll be doing a smoothie in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, well, we get the buy one, get ones at Publix where we shop. And it's great because they're about anywhere from $12 to $15 a bag now.
They are. I love and hate that, though, because there are certain coffees that I would love to have every time because I enjoy those coffees, and we get a different one every time, and I'm like, this one I don't like. and I'm stuck with it now. Stuck with it.
You like the one we're drinking right now.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? There was something on there that you just talked about.
That I just talked about. Mm-hmm. Let me cheat a little bit here. Fruits and vegetables.
Something you kind of had this morning before we podcasted.
Donuts.
Chocolate. Yes.
Oh, that will suck.
The warming climate is leading to a shortage of cocoa and making it more costly to produce.
Well, that's a bummer. I mean, I'll do without it if I need to.
All right. Peanuts.
I don't care about peanuts.
I said it correctly.
Yeah, you did. I was because you say peanuts. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Growing them demands very specific temperatures, with anything over 86 degrees Fahrenheit is considered too hot. So warming temperatures are making peanut regions too hot.
Hmm. Okay.
Vanilla. More than 80% of the world's vanilla supply comes from Madagascar. The problem, deforestation, why can't I say that word today? And problems with workers that are putting at risk the vanilla exports. So many products depend on.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all about global warming and the bad things humans are doing to the planet. That's making all this stuff short.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that, you know, I believe, but you know, I do believe humans, we just want.
Yeah. It's motivated by money. Everything's motivated by money.
So follow
the dollar sign.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we want coffee, but we also want cattle. So deforestation happens, right? It's just the way it goes.
Sand. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I've heard that.
But actually, there are only a limited number of places where sand that's suitable for concrete can be found, mainly in rivers and lakes. Mm. Sand from deserts is too fine. Oh. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah.
Antibiotics. Our bodies are becoming increasingly resistant to antibiotics and limiting their effectiveness. Mm. This comes from overuse. So a shortage, as seen somewhat during the pandemic, might be completely negative for us. I don't know if I... Do you believe that? Antibiotics? We don't take them that often.
No, I don't. I rarely take them.
Maybe somebody that's taking them as building up a resistance.
I took some recently. I had a cold. I took some and I had an allergic reaction to it.
Mm, yeah, you did.
You remember that? Yep. So I stopped taking it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know about this.
I do believe your body can build up resistance to things, but you'd have to be taking it a lot. And you shouldn't be taking antibiotics for too long of a period anyway, because...
No,
you need your body to naturally work.
We have gotten to a place where we rely on that immunizations too much. You know, our body has the ability to fight most everything. You know, and
next one is rubber.
Really?
Yeah. In recent years, flooding and the spread of plant-based diseases are stopping rubber production from keeping up with demand. Do you know? I don't even know how rubber
is made. I don't
know.
That might have to be an origin story or something like that.
Oh, that would be good.
For the difference between us.
Yeah. So experts are scrambling to find a solution before it sends a ripple effect. through the global economy. We all need tires.
We all need rubber. So true, man. Rubber and plastic, they're so, you know, we use them a lot.
Another one that is huge is copper. And
Oh, yeah.
And listen to this. This is interesting. A huge gap in supply is on the horizon. And guess what? In order to transition to green energy, the infrastructure will need to be built using copper in things like solar panels and wind farms. So why are, you know, that's an interesting question. Why are we pushing this green energy when we don't even have the resources for it to sustain it? And also for the waste as well.
Well, I don't know.
Where to put it.
I don't know a lot about a lot of things, right? Mm-hmm. But what's interesting, what I find curious about it all is it, we're pushing green energy, but you still need things from the earth for the green energy stuff.
Yeah.
So how green is it really? Like
that's
electric cars and all that. I mean, in comparison, I guess it's still a, technically it's not called a fossil fuel, but you're mining for these things, for these lithium batteries and stuff like that. You're tearing into the earth. It's no different. I mean, how is it different? It just looks different. I guess it doesn't, you know, the emissions aren't as bad, but when those batteries go bad, they're toxic.
Very.
So I just, we're on this earth. We're going to use things from the earth. What's more green than the other? You know what I'm saying? Which thing is more green than the other? I think that the greenest thing you can do, the greenest thing you can do is limit your use of things that maybe are toxic.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's the greenest thing we can do. If we started to do that, maybe things would change, but you know, we don't. So
I tend to, you had a good point. I think it's just another way that you look at it. I don't think that what they're pushing out has been well thought about in all aspects, you know, of the cycle.
It just has a surface appearance of more green and, you know, but I don't know that it is more green. You're still tearing into the earth to some degree.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Avocados and bananas.
That's a bummer. I like avocados.
Avocados require fertilizer, and during Ukraine conflict, trade with Russia has been blocked, and they used to supply 1/3 of the fertilizer needed. As for bananas, a new infection is causing more much concern. Yeah.
Yeah. Grow your own, man. Grow your own shit.
Lastly, bees. We were admiring them out in the garden the other day, because last year I didn't really have any bees, or you know, they need to pollinate everything for it to grow.
Yep.
And this year I've got tons of bees, and I realized something. They don't really bother you. I walk by them all the time. They don't sting you or anything, and there's a lot of them. But anyway, bees, they're an essential part of our ecosystem for pollinating our flowers, our plants, etc. And without them, we probably wouldn't have food.
Yeah, without them, without birds, I mean, is balance,
so important.
Balance and everything. So let's hopefully we don't run into too much of these shortages.
Yeah. You know what I didn't get up, which I will do right now as you're transitioning here.
Question of the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, you better get that up because it's here right now.
Hey, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question. The question of the podcast. It's coming your way real, real fast. Yeah, baby, you know the time has come for you to answer the question.
I will ask you a question while you're getting all of that up. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing the video thing right on YouTube. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being on video? What do you think about it?
I try not to look at myself. I'm not a fan. You know, I think if you pay attention too much to yourself and the way you look, I become too self-critical.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have issues with that anyway. So Yeah, my answer is I try not to.
So that's funny because you'll still listen to our podcast and yeah. I cannot listen to it. I listen to myself and I go, I don't want to hear myself, you know? So I don't, looking at myself, I don't care, you know, that doesn't matter. But listening to myself, I'm like, Rrr. And I don't know if they call that imposter. Let me look at what is imposter syndrome.
I think too, I think it's normal to listen to yourself. Look, you're live. We don't edit. So sometimes when I listen back, I go, oh, well, I could have did that better, or I could have said that better, or I just sound like a rambling idiot, or the list goes on. But I mean, you just do it. You put it out there and hopefully people like your personality more than sometimes the content.
I want to share this with you. I think it's interesting what imposter syndrome is and if you suffer from it and if how many people actually do. It's kind of interesting. Imposter syndrome, also known as imposter phenomenon or imposterism, is a psychological occurrence. Those who have it may doubt their skills, talents, and accomplishments. They may have a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as fraud. Despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon do not believe they deserve their success or luck. Now, I'm not saying our podcast is successful, and usually imposter syndrome comes with people that have had, let's say they do a podcast like ours and all of a sudden, boom, it hits, yeah. right? And then they go, what? Why? You know? I guess it could be on any level, really, I think, you know, like drumming for me, that's always been the case. You know, like I've had people that love working with, like, man, you're so good. And I always go, what are you talking about?
See, I think that's where your imposter syndrome comes in, is your drumming, because I listen to you all the time and I think you're great, but I think you don't believe that in some, because you know, there's so many different drummers and every one of them are unique in their style. So I think you always think that you have to have some sort of elements of all of them or.
Well, there's so many really great musicians out there that are way better than me. And I go, wow, that's so impressive. You know? And I go, how could I ever think I could be like, I look at the Voice drummer, right? The drummer that that plays on the Voice. And I'm like, that guy's phenomenal. I mean, he could play anything, you know, and I'm not that guy. I can't play anything.
But
so,
that's just somebody that's doing it just another over and over and over.
That's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different story.
So you'd probably be the same way if you were doing it for a living.
You're absolutely right. Well, let's get into the question.
Okay.
You got it all up and ready to go?
Yes.
If you could give all human beings one virtue, which would you choose?
Well.
Have you thought about it?
I have. But I know that answer is going to come up a lot with people that, you know, chimed in. So I'm trying to think of something different. How about you? Do you have anything?
Well, I was hoping you would go first.
You always do. Because
I usually don't think about these until the moment. I guess I would say I like compassion as a virtue. I've always sort of felt that way.
I think compassion is a good one because I think we all need a little bit of that. Compassion, patience, kindness, all of those.
Friendliness. I mean, being friendly to people, you know.
Yeah, that's actually different than I think people put. Friendly.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm always friendly, you know. I certainly have had my moments where I'm not. I had one recently where I had to turn something in. And I had this, I have a certain level of angst for this place I went to. And the person was, you know, was like, no, you can't turn that in. I'm like, well, I'm not leaving here. I got to turn it in, you know, I'm not leaving here. I just had angst going there. So I realized that I was not being very nice to the person at the front, and they have no idea, why I feel the way I feel or what's going on. And I realized I had to shift it in the middle of it. And I drove away going, man, I just you know, wish I was more friendly in that moment. So I would say friendliness is a good one. And then another one is, I don't know if this is even a virtue, but I guess awareness in general that what we do impacts others.
Ooh, I like that awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that about myself.
Yeah.
Awareness is good because just I'm awareness. Not always aware, especially sometimes when I speak, I go, oh, you know, there's a moment where you could have said something different or done something different.
And it's not always easy in the moment. I mean, if you can drive away and go, man, I should have done better.
Yeah.
And then like actually try to do better. That's the difference, but.
All right. Well, some of the people said, Sean said patience.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah said kindness.
Yep.
Angie said empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Carol said purpose.
That's a great one. I do agree purpose. With that. I do agree with purpose.
Yeah, great.
I do agree great with answer. Purpose.
Renuka said kindness. Jeffrey said, gonna have to go with kindness. Denise said empathy. I believe that if you have that, it also brings kindness. Joni said tolerance. That's pretty good.
That is a good one as well.
Deuce said humility.
Humility. Mm-hmm.
Humility. He said of the seven capital virtues, humility defeats pride. Oh, which is the deadliest of the seven deadly sins, and which I believe there's way too much pride these days. That is so true, Deuce.
Agree. Pride gets in the way of so many things if you continue to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It does.
Like, here's a good example. You have an incident where you had a negative interaction with somebody somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And you're in the moment and things happen in the moment. We all know things happen in the moment and it's okay that things happen in the moment. But if you walk away and you go and you're too proud to walk up to that person at a later time and say, look, that was not a good moment. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we move on from this? Can we find a way to move on from this? We're both humans. We're both trying to navigate this world.
Takes a lot of courage.
Instead, they just sit there in the pride and it ruins things. It makes things toxic. It destroys relationships. People can't get over stuff. It's just, man, that's why awareness, I think, is a good component in that, right? Oh, if you're aware, you go, oh, yeah. What part did I play in it? Because everybody plays a part in everything. It's not just one person. Find out what part you played in it. Always be curious to know, how did I affect this? How did I allow it or affect it in some way?
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
You know, just having this discussion, you said the word courage. Courage is another good one to have because I think especially in today's society, we just don't have the courage to stand up for what we feel is right. And I don't mean in your face stand up, just in your own belief.
Yeah.
And allow it to be okay with everybody, you know. Anyway, so moving on to the Jason and Mindy Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Joni said empathy, something that I am sorely missing.
Is that Joni twice? Nice.
No, that was a different Joni.
Oh, okay. Two Jonis. We got two Jonis?
Mm-hmm. Spelt completely different.
Interesting.
David said empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and that's it.
That's it. Well, thank you, everybody. We really appreciate your comments. The question of the podcast for listener participation for next week is... if you decided to go on a spiritual journey, where would you go and what would you do?
Ooh, I like that one.
Where spiritual would you go?
Spiritual journey.
Exactly. Here's your card, Mindy. Mindy will post it on the social media pages, namely Facebook. Facebook, we get a lot of replies on, so we appreciate you guys for that. And we will feature your responses on next Wednesday's show.
Yep.
Now for Mindy's segment.
Another.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Exactly. Mind-blowing psychology facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be riveting. Did you know? Any friendship between the ages of 16 and 28 is more likely to be long-lasting.
So if you gained friendships during those times, mm-hmm. they would last forever.
That's true for me for two of them. Mm-hmm. One of them, though, has been a childhood friend that I've known since kindergarten.
Yeah. Not true for me. Don't know anybody from that time still. Zero. Zero people.
16 to 28?
Maybe Francis. Francis is the only one. It's the only one.
Yeah, you met everybody after that age?
Everybody's been after that. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I was in my 30s when I started at the company we work for, and those are the friends that I still have today. They're some of my best friends. Mm. They are my best friends. But Francis met before that, well before that, and he's still a friend of mine. But many of the close friends that I made back then, some of them even that I played music with and thought they were my best friends, I no longer speak to. It's a weird, weird world.
That is pretty interesting. All right. Well, women like deep voices on men because it is an indicator of a larger body. And a men prefer a higher pitched voice because it is representative of a smaller body.
Interesting. Do you think we represent that?
I know I do not because I've been told that my voice is a deeper voice. So
it's a sultry voice. I don't know about deep. I guess it's deeper. Yeah.
But I am small.
You're short.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I have, you know.
You've always had the voice.
I have a little weight.
Well, yeah, but you didn't always have the weight. You still have the voice. I'm not a large man. I'm 5'9". 175 pounds.
Yeah.
175 pounds. Do I have a deep voice?
It's
not a real deep voice.
Deepish.
What's that mean? What's deepish?
Deepish.
It's deepish.
You can kind of, sometimes when you're mad, you kind of get high pitched.
Ooh.
I don't, you know.
Well, I can shriek. Everybody can shriek.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. All right. Let's go with if a rule seems too strict, we tend to want to break it more. It's a natural reaction of wanting to restore your sense of control and freedom.
I hate being told what to do.
I know you do. This is where your voice goes up.
I really don't. I really don't like being told what to do. It's a problem for me.
Mm. It is. Yeah. I have to.
But is it also? I don't know. Maybe it's just a problem. I hope to prove that it's not just a problem.
Like Deuce said, you need a little bit of humility.
Humility?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think so, Deuce.
See, look at him go. You hear that voice too? That crack
I don't think so, Deuce. Okay. I don't need that in my life.
All right. Let's see. Where am I? The way a person treats service workers reveals their true character. This is especially true of those with more money.
Jim Bailey. That was, we named our podcast that. People are like, what is Jim Bailey? That was Jim Bailey. Yep. That was him.
Mm. Yeah. Not good. Catching a yawn shows empathy, and you are more likely to catch a yawn if you have high levels of empathy. And I just learned recently that, like, say you're a person that you're watching a show and maybe it catches you and you kind of, maybe you cry or, you know, evoke some kind of emotion. They're called empaths.
Really?
For empathy, because you basically absorb the emotion.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I definitely would categorize myself as that.
Same with me.
When they experience joy, you get caught up in their happiness. So it doesn't need to be something sad either. It can be joyful.
Right.
Women have twice as many pain receptors than men. That's why for almost every disease, women report having more severe pain.
Huh. Interesting.
Except for the dreaded man cold.
So you're one of those people that thinks men just whine and complain when they're not well compared to women.
You are not that way. I will give you that credit. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to beat it out of you usually to like give you help. You don't want it.
It's true. It's true. I'm an independent human.
Mm. Speaking of independent, intelligent people tend to have fewer friends.
Wonder why.
Intelligent people, they don't really even give a reason.
Okay.
Before you start feeling all smart, remember this, so do jerks.
Great point. Well, maybe jerks are intelligent, though. Maybe people that are jerks also happen to be intelligent people.
All right. Bilingual people change their personalities depending on what language they are speaking. I have seen that.
Of course.
It's rather interesting. And the happier you are, the less sleep you need. And the theory is that, you know, because you're getting more sleep, you're just more relaxed, content.
Well, when you're happier, you're more relaxed and content. You're not, when you're stressed, you're wearing yourself out. So you can think about that, right? When you're doing something that you enjoy, you're energized by it. When you're doing something that you don't enjoy, or when you're stressed, you become the opposite of that and you're really tired. So yeah, you don't need as much sleep if you're generally happier.
Yeah. And I didn't say that quite right. Like the theory is when they sleep, they're getting deep sleep and for a shorter amount of time.
Interesting. Well, I would say it also has something to do with when you're during your waking hours, you're not wearing yourself out as much either.
True, true.
Yeah.
And the last one is people have dreaming sensations at the moment of death. This could be the life flashing before our eyes experience that we've heard of.
Really? That's interesting. Huh. All right. That's it. Well, thank you, Mindy. Let's get into fun facts. Minutes of shivering from cold temperatures can be the metabolic equivalent of 1 hour of exercise. So get in that cold bath.
That's so weird. Because we don't pick what we're going to say.
Together, no, we don't know what.
So mine is, we are more creative in the shower. The warm water increases the flow of dopamine and makes us more creative.
Sweet. That's nice. In the 18th century, tornadoes were called twirl blasts or twirl winds.
I have a little segment later on about how we can change words. So we call them tornadoes, but you just said maybe they should be called twirl blasts.
Well, that's what they were called.
Right. But, there'll be a name for something and then
that's cool.
What it maybe should be. All right. Supermarket apples can be a year old by the time you get them. And farmers often pick apples in the fall, cover them in wax, hot air dry them, and then put them in cold storage. And this keeps them edible and ready to sell 6 to 12 months.
Apples can last a long time. They have an incredible shelf life, as opposed to like oranges. Like tomatoes are the worst. They have a low shelf life. But you have, I mean, we got apples in there that we bought a long time ago. They're still fine. I'm like, but I know they've been in there a long time. So my brain goes, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah. Fun facts in the books. How much is your pet worth? How much would you pay to save your pet's life?
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about...
Stop there. We know you listen to a lot of podcasts.
Well, I was listening... Was it... Anyway, I don't remember which podcast, but they were talking about crazy amounts of money they've spent on their animals.
Friend of mine at work had a dog that brand new puppy, got sick, had something. I don't know what the issue was, but it was a very expensive issue. $25,000 or something like that. No. I know it was a lot of money. I was like, what? And I wasn't critical, but I walked away going, nope.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Nope. No. No. No way. No. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a problem. That's. So, okay. So that's the question. How much? My answer is going to be probably similar to yours, but what is your pet what's your pet worth in terms of saving its life? Something happens to it.
Well, I hate to put worth because obviously Blue, we'll use Blue. He's everything to us, right? He's our dog. He's, you know, he's a little jerk butt and he's the happy dog and yeah, mm-hmm. he's all of those things. But, you know, I think it depends a lot on where you are financially because you shouldn't be making those, you shouldn't be bankrupting yourself
for an animal,
you know, it's a hard decision and we've had to make that, when to put an animal down, but there's also thing too, you don't want the animal to suffer, but you know, speaking strictly with money, I hate to put an amount.
It's an answer. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a real thing. I mean, people face it all the time and some people have a different answer. It doesn't make you have less heart for the animal yeah. or not. They're at the end of the day, right? And this may come with some criticism. It's an animal. You know, it's not like it's another human being. It's an animal. You love them.
Yeah, but you'll have people say,
I get it.
It's a family member.
It's fine, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a dog. It's an animal. That doesn't devalue them in any way.
Yeah.
My answer is different. It's similar to yours in that how much do you have, right? How much do you have a lot of money?
Yeah, I'm going with that. I just don't think you should bankrupt yourself.
But it's more than that. I think it's age too. If it's mm-hmm. a puppy, I'm willing to spend, you know, it's a brand new dog in the family. I'm willing to spend a little bit more.
Which happened to us.
But if it's the end of their life and something's coming, then I start to lower the amount. It's like, no, I don't really want to spend. What am I going to do? Spend 10 grand and then the dog dies in 6 months? Look at things like an investment. I'm going to get six. Is that worth 10 grand, 6 months of life, 10 grand of suffering? Potentially, you know, when they're older too, you know, just like human beings, your immune system isn't as great. You go through a major surgery, you may not recover from it. It's just the way that it is. I mean, you get a cold and you could potentially die.
Well, to your point, we know like Blue is probably 10. And we know that he's probably going to pass away from cancer because
they're all over him. Yeah. Little tiny ones. Yeah.
And so, but he's 10 and it's just a natural progression of where he probably will go at 10 years old. No, I'm going to probably make his life most comfortable.
Yep.
But I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy him in the last bit of his life.
Yep. $25,000.
No way. There's no way.
At the end of his life.
I wouldn't. Okay, I'll say it right now. I would never spend that amount. I think I have a limit. Like
most men do, because
I'm not spending that amount.
I think, you know, and I'm not saying all men, but a lot of men, you know, they're hunters, you know. Or were hunters back in the day. And so it's easy for them. I don't think it's as easy for a woman to do that.
Well, women need to man up a bit. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a pet. I mean, it's not like, now I would spend any amount to keep you alive. I mean, obviously, you know. Well, for one, I can't put you down. There's no laws that put that in place. If those laws existed, maybe those options would change. I mean, but with an animal, it's an animal and there's so many of them, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a family member. Yeah. Yes, I love the dog. But if you get one and it's got tons of problems, which is very likely, especially if you're trying to get some purebred, right?
Right.
And also, so this is where I'm different too. I'm going to the pound or something. I'm going, how much are you going to spend on an animal to bring it into your life? There's people that spend so much money on these animals just to have them. I won't spend more than $500 on an animal.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's way less than that. I won't do it. Now, maybe you get a better breed.
Well,
maybe not though.
Maybe not. We've done that and that dog didn't live that long.
He didn't, and he had all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
Namely, he ate shit. That was his biggest problem.
That shit-eating grin.
He was a beautiful dog, and he was such a great dog. Yeah. But he lived 9 years, right? And he had all kinds of seizure and hip problems. And what am I going to fix? How am I going to fix that? And we kept him too long. Yeah. You know, he suffered too much because we loved him.
That was a hard one to do.
Anyway, to shorten
let's
it.
Let's not go there.
To shorten it, I'm way more like no. Like, I think probably for me, it's 5,000. No matter if they're a puppy.
That was my number two.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the numbers for other people.
Oh, gosh. Oh, are we getting a call?
We are. I'm going to decline it. Because we're busy. 70% of people said they would shell out any amount necessary.
Mm. Yeah, I know people do it.
Any amount necessary.
As a matter of fact, I know who it was now. I was listening to Megyn Kelly. And their dog was kind of like Blue, ate tons of crap. And so there was a lot of those types of, exploration where they have to go through the intestines. It's very expensive. But anyway, several of them. And we know how much one of them
costs. Well, she also has more money. So it's a different story if you've got more money. Maybe you might.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would ever change that, to be honest with you.
We'll just go with the average American.
You're right. If you have more money, you're going to spend more money. You're fine. You're fine with that. Go ahead. Yeah, do whatever you got to do.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you're like, no, that's my entire savings on a dog.
Right.
No.
Yeah, not going
to
happen.
17% would pay up to $5,000. So we're in the 17%. Yeah. 10%. See, the thing about this is that's interesting is 70% is high. That means some people who probably don't have very much money or even in the mid-range would spend any amount necessary. Those people are insane. They're valuing an animal over their life savings.
Yeah.
Over feeding their family.
Yeah.
That to me, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get that. And you can't say with that high of a number that some of those people that answered that question are broke ass people like the rest of us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 10% would pay up to $1,000. Only 3% they said they would spend more than $500. Mm. So a low number. All right, Mindy.
Well, shoot, one trip to a vet is at least
easy.
$500.
Like, we can't get away from it.
Shots and whatever the hell they need.
You can't get away from spending at least $600 when you go to the vet.
Me and Jason go there and we're like, okay, what does he need and what does he not need?
Yeah. I remember when we were younger too, and I'm making this segment way longer than I wanted to, but I remember when we were younger feeling shame because we didn't have the money and we had too many dogs. We were stupid, but, and I'll never do that again.
No, ever again.
I'm never having more than one and I'm probably not going to have one.
Well, I think to our defense, we had three and then we rescued two. Ugh,
I don't want to talk about it. It was a bad time in my life. I just remember when we took the dogs, we would always, they weren't always in the best shape, you know? I mean, we just felt shamed all the time.
I know.
Oh, you don't want to pay for this? No, I don't have the money because I need groceries. All right, let's get into this.
Too funny.
All right, Mindy. Men would rather play a new computer game than spend a night of passion with their significance. A survey of over 1,000 men found that a whopping 72% said they would give up a night with the wife to play a new game. Really? Even when only talking about games they already owned and had played before, 32% still opted for the game console. Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. That might be the reason why we're having a population crisis.
God. Are you kidding?
People are not breeding anymore. It's the men's fault.
I wonder what
they're playing too many video games.
I wonder what the age group is on this.
Yeah, that would be fascinating.
It's not me.
No.
I don't even have a video game in my house. Not one video game.
I know. You know, it's funny because I take these like surveys for fun to like make little bit of money on the side. And a lot of these surveys are about video games.
Oh,
and they all ask this one question. What kind of consoles do you have in your house?
None.
And I say none. And you know what happens? I'm literally done with the survey. They click me out.
They don't want to.
So that tells you every household probably has some sort of gaming. But wait a minute.
Everyone.
To be fair, when we were growing up, did you have a gaming
console? I had Nintendo.
But it was a kid's thing, right? You grew out of it after like high school?
Yeah. I got hobbies, real hobbies that actually made me smarter and got me out in the world. I learned how to play the drums, so I played with other musicians. I got on stage. I experienced things that made me uncomfortable, that made me a better human. I didn't sit in a room.
Now you're judging.
You know what? I am. You're right. Okay. And maybe it's harsh. Maybe it's not a nice thing to say. Maybe it's not a virtue, right? That we just discussed earlier.
Yeah.
But how many of these weirdo kids do you encounter as an older person in the workforce? Like, you can't even look at me in the eye, bro. You can't even eye contact.
I know that is.
They're looking down at their feet.
We talked about that in a couple podcasts ago, where you go to engage with a kid nowadays and they don't look at you, or they're looking down, or they don't even want to speak.
And these are the people that become your manager, by the way. I'm just saying that this is, if you're like me, I chose, you know, I made the choices in my life, but they all went to school. I was working on my other stuff, trying to be a musician, trying to do all these different things. So they become my manager, and these dorks are telling me what to do.
Alrighty, we better move on.
I'm sorry. I'm a little heated about it.
It was a great conversation.
All right. Well, and they're not making love to their spouses right now. Mm. They're just, no, I want to play my video game. Okay. Pull your, you know,
whatever. Joystick out of your hand.
Put your joystick in your hand. Good job. I do have one more.
Okay. I'm liking it. You've had some good, yours are way better than mine. You know, when I do the editing, I'm just going to blow past mine and we'll just connect with yours.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mother's Day is around the corner. It's coming up. Do you know what mom wants this Mother's Day, Mindy? Dads think they're playing it safe by giving moms traditional flowers and candy.
I know what moms want. They want that. Yeah, they want
a plumber.
Them to put down the video games.
Yeah, they do. I want dad to pay attention to you. Uh-huh. Yeah. But a survey revealed that moms would prefer digital gifts. 30% of moms still prefer flowers, but almost as many moms, 27%, would like to receive a new gadget, such as a smartphone.
Yeah,
mom wants a smartphone as opposed to flowers. That's a pretty big difference in price.
I was just going to, my mom had something on there. It was her number one choice, and it was some kind of gadget.
Yeah, they like the gadgets. And since you know, dad's not paying attention to them, they like, you know, a gadget they might be able to get from like Adam and Eve or something like that. One of those kind of gadgets. Fewer than 5% of moms want candy on Mother's Day. Not surprisingly, almost 3/4 of dads, 72%, admit they have problems choosing a Mother's Day gift. Mm. I would have problems with it.
I know.
I wouldn't know what to get.
Choosing any gift.
Oh, that's not fair. Well, I got you a really good gift this year.
You actually did. I'll take that back.
Yeah. Got you a really good gift. Yeah, but I wouldn't know what to get my significant. You're not a mom, but
no.
What would I get you? Like a day off is what I'd probably get you.
What you got is lucky.
Did I? I would get you an experience, something that gives you an entire break, you know, like a spa day or something like that. That's what I would do.
I think, I don't know. I'm just guessing maybe women will say, no, that's not what we want. But I think, yeah, I think a day of
nothing
pampering, even though that sounds like cliche, but I mean, how often do we get, and for me, what I would love is take me out to dinner.
Mm.
Take me to dinner. Yeah. I don't want to cook.
Yeah.
I don't want to cook on my birthday. I don't want to cook on Mother's Day. I don't want to cook, you know.
Of course not. Why would you? But also, I think as a mother, you'd want to break from your kids. So if you got young ones, especially young ones, then dad, take them away.
Yep.
Mom, do whatever she wants for the day. Lay around in her, you know, PJs and give her a break.
But yeah, anything that pampers. Love it. That's the best gift.
I like it. All right. Well, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Been playing keys lately. I played last night. Mm-hmm. Man, it's fun. It's a really fun instrument. It's a really fun instrument to play. Especially when I don't have to sing. There's a couple songs I don't have to sing on, so I'm able to just throw some really cool melodies in there, and it's really fun. I'm loving it. All right, water cooler question.
Oh, does water that have to do with keys?
Quiz. Well, I just heard piano. Oh, okay. It's piano in there. Bling. The piano. 15% of us would rather do this without our significant other. What is it?
Only 15%?
Yeah, water cooler quiz. It's low in my opinion. I think it should be higher.
Okay. But would rather do this
without our significant other.
Grocery shop. How did I know that?
That is a record, dude.
That never happens, folks. I got that right the first time.
I knew you were going to get it. There was a moment where I was like, she's going to get this right now.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, it's the number one thing with you.
For sure.
You're like, bye.
Yeah, I do not like shopping with you. I'll admit that. I don't like doing it.
And the only reason I do is because I'm not one of those women that shop at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go, I don't mind strolling down the aisles. I don't mind taking care with what I put in my cart. Mm-hmm. And thinking about it, and it drives Jason nuts. Absolutely nuts. He's like, well, he just made a little
I'm about to play it.
Oh, nice.
So just give me a second. I gotta get to it. But yeah, it is not fun. It's not fun shopping with you. I'd rather you just go it alone.
The video he's talking about is on YouTube. He made a short and he's making fun of me, folks. I don't appreciate it.
And it's not like I haven't, you know, discussed this before. It is something that I've said before. It's a my spouse. I don't know if you're familiar, you know, if you've watched The Difference Between Us, we do this thing called my spouse, which kind of it's something we, you know, that kind of annoys us about our spouse. And this one in particular, very much gets me. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to kill time while I find it here. It's obviously not as easy as it should be, but here it is. It's coming up right now, promise. My spouse will take 5 minutes to buy white wine vinegar. Yeah, 5 minutes.
It's like, what are you looking at?
Pick one.
I needed the cooking kind.
Yes, that is Mindy. That sums up why I do not like to go with her. I don't understand it. I go, what is and it's the difference between men and women.
And I automatically know that as soon as I turn around and I look at your face and I'm like, oh God,
I just can't do it.
I like hurry to do the next thing so that I make up some amount of time that he's got in his brain.
And I don't like to make you feel that way. I really genuinely go, no. And I'm telling you guys, I work on this. It's something I work on.
All men are probably like this.
I just don't need to make, you know, I take that long on, here's an example. I take that long on going to a store, music store, and I go, which drum set do I want? That takes me some time. It's a drum set.
Oh, I know.
It's not white wine.
Whatever.
Anyway,
leave me alone.
All right. I think that's quotes, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, we got the
some questions, buddy.
Good job though on that. Good job getting that right away. I knew you would get that one. That's fun.
That was great. That's never happened.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know our regular listeners are going to be so proud of me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
I usually need 50,000 guesses.
Guesses.
Guesses from Jason.
Yeah.
All right, random questions. What's the worst advice you ever received?
I'll go with one while
you're thinking about it. Money isn't everything.
Do you think that's the worst advice?
Not the worst, but this one that I feel is kind of bad advice because it makes life easier, right? And money gives you options. Money is stored up, stores you up time to do things, you know, on a project or just time off, recovery from health. Try living with no money or minimum. Or on minimum wage, and then tell me money doesn't matter.
I don't think it should
be ignored.
I don't think that that advice is saying live poor. I think that it's saying more like, hey, you don't need to stay at that shitty job you hate.
Right. Because you make good enough money. So, yeah.
All right, you probably could make less and be happier.
Right.
And maybe that's better. I think that's what that advice is saying.
I know, but playing devil's advocate, right? Money gives you freedom to do that anyway.
Sometimes it doesn't, though. Like, how free do you feel at a job you don't like?
Absolutely not.
For 40 hours a week, you're stuck at a job you hate. Does that feel like freedom?
No.
It does not.
But playing devil's advocate again, because you made that much money, now when you're not in that shitty job, it affords you the freedom to be able to figure things out.
Figure what out?
Whatever your next job might be, or
to leave that job, because money isn't everything. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but money is everything because it allows you that opportunity now to. So you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a yin and yang, really.
Yeah. I would say that advice needs to be, if you're going to say that to somebody, you've got to go, this is what I mean by that. You know, because it doesn't, it's really kind of a vague statement. Money isn't everything. Well, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is, don't chase a career because it pays well. You probably should have some balance in making money and actually enjoying your job, because that's more important.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that it's maybe not the worst, you know, advice, but it is one of those that has a yin and yang to it, because you can kind of go back and forth describing it.
True.
But anyway,
I don't have one.
Okay.
So that was good enough, I think.
Which do you like the most? Dogs or cats, and why?
Dogs.
Duh.
Cats, I don't like cats. They do their own thing. They're messy. They're stinky. Dogs are stinky too. Dogs stink. They come in
especially
with a filth.
When they have fish butt when you're driving down the road on a vacation.
Ugh, that dog. And you know, the anal gland thing. I know I recently released that video where the dog's wiping its butt on the carpet. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, well, you need to get his anal gland. I already know all this. just making a funny video. I'm just talking about a funny story with the dog. And he doesn't do it that much. So it's not like he's got, but he does every time we go on a trip.
Although the last like one a fish wasn't farm. Too bad.
Yeah. Definitely dogs. Now they're a little bit, sometimes it can be a little too needy.
Our dog.
Oh,
everywhere Jason goes,
like a shadow. And sometimes I'm like, dude.
And he licks him. What is it when a dog licks? Because he will not lick me like he licks Jason. He loves Jason. Yeah. Lick.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, cats I don't like. I think they're messy. They don't really care about you.
Yeah.
They just don't like.
And
them.
Why is it being a dog owner that you're allowed to let your cats just roam
wherever they want
outside, but a dog will be picked up by the pound immediately.
I think it's because dogs, you know, can attack people. And
have you
know,
seen cats?
I've never had a cat
seen
attack
some of those
me.
Videos?
Or come up to me. They usually run the other way.
True.
Usually. Yeah.
Yeah, when you see them out.
Yeah, but they get hit.
But
I mean,
they piss all over your yard and
yeah.
And yeah.
Anyway, that's dogs.
We'll move on.
Dogs.
Everybody knows how we feel about cats. All right. In what situation do you most wish you could throw down a smoke bomb and disappear?
Got an answer?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Job interviews.
Oh, yeah. They suck.
Throw down a bomb and just let me.
I think what is interesting about job interviews is this now, and this is, I hope nobody ever listens to this part because I may need a job at some point, you know, in my life, you know, a job that, and I may need, to, I'm going to have to interview, right?
Yeah, right.
The job interview is like
we
this.
We all go through that.
Yeah. No one cares about your mission as much as you do.
Right.
I just need a job. I just need something.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I just need a job that can pay for my bills.
Yeah.
I don't need to give you a mission statement on why I love what your company's about and tell you all these things that I love about. Well, I really don't care. I just need a job. I genuinely don't care. Right now. Yeah. Now that's me though. There are people that are career oriented and they really are interested. And those are the
maybe
lucky
in that
ones.
Particular job.
Those are the lucky ones, right? They're lucky. They get the opportunity to do something that they really, really enjoy. And there's someone who's created that job for them. Most people, if you don't love your job, you got to try and find a way to create your own job, own
right.
thing that you love,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough, then that's great. But me, I'm bullshitting the entire time. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be not going to be a great worker once I get there because yeah. I work hard, mm-hmm. you know, and I care enough about paying for my shit.
Maybe that's the imposter syndrome.
No, that's different. It's a different thing. Mm. I don't know what journey you're going on here, but
well, because you have to be this person that
you're faking it,
pretends that they.
That's different. That's just being phony. That's just being playing a role. That's playing a. It's role playing.
Role playing.
Yeah, okay. That's role playing. You know, I mean, how many? You're an actor. Every day you go to your job you don't like, or your job that you don't. That's not your passion or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right. So any smoke bombs for you?
I think that's a really good one.
Yeah.
It's a really good one.
All right. If you were in charge of renaming things, here's that question, to make object names more accurate, what would you come up with?
Let's just use some things in my own life, like drums. I'd call them beady things or something like that. You know, something hitters or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like who named them drums? Like well,
they made them out of a drum. That's probably why they named them that.
Okay, that makes sense. Duh.
Yeah, but before that, it was just stuff you hit. So
here's a couple. I just threw in a couple things that people said. Bread, they put raw toast.
Oh, that's silly.
Donut, a sugar bagel.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one.
Tissue, they call it sneeze paper.
Yeah.
Gloves, I love this one. Finger pants. feather, bird leaf.
Okay.
And this one I came up with, hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be called a mixed meat long.
Mixed meat long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where'd hot dog come from?
Because it's not.
It doesn't
hot.
Look like a dog. It's hot. You serve it hot.
Oh,
you
yeah.
eat it hot.
Okay, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking like hot, spicy.
Yeah.
But yeah, hot. And then dog? Where's the dog come?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like a dog to me. I mean, it doesn't have ears, tail.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the wiener dog?
Maybe. But what came first? The wiener dog or the hot dog?
Well, most likely the wiener dog.
Probably.
Yeah.
Weird looking dog.
One more. Don't fire away. What's the number one item on your bucket list?
I think my number one item is to, I feel like I'm talking about this stuff too much. So I try not to say, you know, too
we'll
much
say
of it
quickly then,
is to be able to you know, be a professional musician or a professional, you know, artist in some way.
Yep. We know that. Mine's to go to a trip to Ireland or like even Europe, and I want to visit a castle.
Okay.
Not only for myself, but that was something that my brother wanted to do. So I kind of want to live through him and do that.
You've already done that. You went to Hearst Castle. Done. Off the bucket list.
That's not a castle. That's
it is a castle.
It is a castle, but it's not like, you know.
It's not old.
European castles.
It's not old.
Right. Anyway, that.
Because those are thousands of years
ago. Your random thoughts.
Thanks, Mindy. Mm. All right, quote.
Yes, quotes. I think I got a few good ones. Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom.
I like it.
I like happy people.
Yeah.
Don't allow someone who has never walked in your shoes to tell you how to tie your laces.
Word.
Love that one too. Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are.
Ah, I like that.
Stuck with you, huh? Happiness held is the seed. Happiness shared is the flower. See, aren't these good?
Really good, Mindy.
I got one last one for you before we close. Study while others are sleeping. Work while others are loafing. Prepare while others are playing. And dream while others are wishing.
That's great. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that is it for today's show, everybody. Thank you so much. If you love what we do and want more of us, visit our website, lowtreestudios.com. The link is provided in our show notes, or you can just search it, lowtreestudios.com. It's right there. True. I think there's only one. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube page, just so you can see all our goofball faces and the funny little videos that we put out.
Yes.
They're kind of fun. I mean, if you listen to the show and you're listening here on your favorite podcatcher, you probably are like, eh. But they're kind of fun. I mean, we piece some of the little moments together and some of the shorts and stuff like that. So it's a little bit fun. Enjoy your week and thank you for listening to the Jason Mindy Podcast, where we feature topics that serve as an informative
and entertaining break
from life's daily grind.
That's right.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.